This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Speaking of inflation, the price of coal, an energy source that contributes especially to climate change, that price has skyrocketed in the last few months. That's due in part to global pandemic distortions and Russia's war. But as Justin Hicks with the journalism collaborative Ohio Valley Resource reports, U.S. coal companies may not be well positioned to take advantage of this boom.
David Byrd lives in a little town called Sulphur, Kentucky. His yard sits next to some busy train tracks, and it's covered with a small mountain of coal. Byrd is one of the few people left who sell coal for household uses like heating. He gets it from eastern Kentucky, and after doing it for his whole life, he can tell the quality of each piece by feel.
See how flaky it is?
1 ton of coal from central Appalachia, but the amount that could go into the bed of a pickup truck cost about $60 a year ago. But now, the price has more than doubled, going for around $130 a ton.
So right now, we got a coal boom going.
Byrd is trying to keep prices low for his longtime customers. But domestically, power plants are hungry for coal because they blew through their stockpiles last fall when the price of natural gas went up. And coal companies would really like to ship that coal even further. In Europe, coal suppliers can make even more. Bill Wolf, a market analyst at consulting firm John T. Boyd, says that's because countries boycotting Russian natural gas are hunting for backup energy sources.
If you don't have the ability to rely on natural gas, particularly if it's being supplied from Russia, they're going to have to ramp up some of these coal fire units. So that's why you're seeing this very rapid increase in coal prices literally across the globe.
For coal companies looking to cash in on the high demand, there's just one little problem, says Aaron Bates, Communications Director at United Mine Workers of America.
There's really not that many experienced miners out there that are wanting to come back to coal after they've been laid off the last couple of years. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic.
Bates says the bottom line is many would-be miners don't see a future in the job as utilities continue to move towards renewable energy. In Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Justin Hicks for Marketplace.